This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Hello, everyone. Today is Thursday, February the 15th. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. You can leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Anywhere you get your podcasting content from, we're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. Today's verse of the day is coming to you from Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 6. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God."
This is the verse. This is like the crowning verse in Philippians. Mm-hmm. Paul's talking about unity. He's talking about humility. He's talking about what you need to pursue in your life. And he says, Christ is the example.
That's right.
He's the one. It's not just you being you better. It's not just you on a good day. It's you being more like Christ. We need to ultimately, the more we grow in our faith, the more we grow in our understanding of who God is, we need to look less like ourselves and more like Jesus.
That's right. And I love that whole theme of Christ being the example, because he even goes on. I thought about including going up to verse 8 in this verse of the day. It would have been a little long, but verse 8 says that he was being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself mm-hmm. to the point of mm-hmm. obedience. He humbled himself and was obedient. What does it say? He humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Yeah.
That's the example that he set for us. And that's a tall, tall order, to be obedient even to the point of death. And yet, when Christ is our example, that is what he's called us to do. And so it's a charge, I think, for us to look, like Brian said, look more and more like Christ with every breath that we take and with every second that we spend on this earth, knowing that he's our example. And ultimately, he's our reward.
That's right.
You know, that keeps me going. So, okay, it's Thursday.
Thursday.
Time for advice no one needed.
Yes.
This is advice. This is the segment of our show. Every Thursday, we give you guys some advice that hopefully will change your life for the better.
Yep.
And I've got one today that I have learned from Dr. Gaines himself.
Okay.
This is something that Dr. Shah taught me when I was just but a wee lad.
a little tyke.
I had never grilled a burger in my life. Guess what? Still haven't. But I learned this cool trick that I taught my wife. When you make burgers, right? You want to get that premium lean beef. I'm talking like what? 97.3. That's lean.
Wow, that's
right?
Really lean.
You don't have to go 97.
I was saying 93.7.
Yeah, he does like 93.7. Sometimes he does 90.10. But you want to get some nice lean burgers, right? Not a whole lot of fat.
Yeah.
Go on ahead and put some steak seasoning on there.
Yep.
Dip the patty in A1 steak sauce before you put it on that grill.
Yeah, it does make a difference.
Makes a big difference. And I'm telling you, brother, some people like to marinate it in like Worcestershire or like just chicken stuff. I don't know what some people, they put it in those like plastic bags and just shake it up and stuff. Just dip it in A1. A1 steak sauce makes anything taste better, but you want to put it on there before the burger.
Yeah. Depending on how you do your burgers. If you cook them from frozen, you can dunk them in A1. Mm-hmm. If you like make the patty yourself, it's going to be hard to dunk it, but just brush it on. Like,
yeah.
Get you one of those silicone brushes and brush it on there. I'm telling you, the A1 will make a difference. And that steak seasoning too. So
it
good.
It seeps into all the meat. So that when you take a bite, it just fills up all the space available. So the way, like, you know, the mark of a good burger.
Yep.
When you try to talk.
Yeah, you can't. And you can't.
Nothing comes out.
If you can talk while you're eating a burger, it's not a quality burger.
When I eat Dr. Shaw's burgers,
it's a quiet room.
It's a quiet, everybody's quiet because all it's just taking up all the available space and all that A1. I'm not gonna lie. When I eat homemade burgers, rarely do I eat two. But when I eat Dr. Shaw's A1 burgers,
I eat nine.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. But I do eat two.
Yeah, I do eat two. Well. Yep. That's my advice no one needed. It's short, it's simple. Go ahead and just dunk your burgers in A1. And Ryan's talking about, you know, dipping them on. I say go for it. Ball it up, cram it up in your fist, and just dunk it in a bucket of
A1. Yeah, you could do that. You could just like in a ball, just dunk it in there and then flatten it out. Write it and let us know what you think about our A1 burger hack. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Elizabeth, my darling bride, what would you say is the most beneficial thing you could do for yourself in the morning?
Probably drink an entire pot of coffee when sitting.
I'd say that's a close second. No, the best thing you can do for yourself is to start every morning with a daily devotional.
If only we had one to talk about.
Well, as it turns out, we have two.
Right now, you can unlock the power of daily inspiration, wisdom, and spiritual growth in our devotional series, 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning. Written by our pastor, Dr. Abaddon Shaw, and his wife, Nicole, the 30 Days Devotional Series is designed to reveal new biblical truths every single day.
That's right, and every day is a new revelation to guide you on your Christian journey toward a more meaningful and purposeful life. You can pick up your copy today from our website, that's clearviewbc.org, or you can grab both books on Amazon, Apple Books, and Audible.
That's 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning by Abaddon and Nicole Shaw. And don't forget, these are only the first two in an expanding devotional series. So keep your eyes peeled for future installments.
Thanks for listening. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, the host of today's show, culinary genius, A1 expert, Dr. Shaw. We talked earlier about your, I'm just going to say it, legendary burgers.
Yes.
Dunked and slathered in A1.
The only way.
Who taught you to do that? Or is it just something you just kind of...
Somebody did. I just don't remember now.
I was talking about how typically with homemade burgers, right. I'll eat one. Because I'm not a fan of like really homemade burgers. Like, I don't know. I guess that's just what happens when you grow up on fast food. But when I eat yours, I always eat like two, sometimes two and a half.
Right. Yeah.
So you do that thing where you see the kids and he's not going to finish his. It's like, daddy will take it.
That's okay. Daddy will take it for you. We also talked like the mark of a good burger is that you can't talk while you're eating the burger.
That's right.
If you can like shove it to the side of your mouth and still carry on a conversation, the burger is probably subpar. But if it just soaks up every corner of your mouth, just kind of like
in your mouth.
Like when we have eaten your burgers before, it's just a very quiet room.
Yeah,
it's just a very quiet room. Which lets you know that that's a good burger.
You want to describe your process, your burger process?
Well, what I do is Nicole will get the hamburger meat and then begins the process of trying to marinate it. And I put seasoning on it and I take a brush and coat it with A1 sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that is done, let that sit there for a while. And then I'll fire up the grill and let it get to a certain temperature. And then slowly lay them out and keep an eye on it. And then I'll turn it, but I make sure it's a little pink in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
A little pink is okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, the day after Valentine's Day, we're still talking about love. Love is on people's minds. Speaking of love, I love my new Clearview water cup right there. Isn't that nice?
It's a Stanley.
Chris, it's not a Stanley.
It's a Fanley.
It's a Fanley. but it is very nice. Keeps my water nice and cold. Fits in my cup holder.
And
nice.
It's so sleek looking.
It is very sleek, very, very clean lines. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Just minimal. Yes. For the millennial in you, you want a minimal design.
Huh?
How's the water taste, man?
Crisp.
Crisp and clear.
Crisp. So good.
Check this out. I'll show you mine. I got some hot tea and a Harvard mug. This mug does not belong to me. This is Dr. Shaw's
this
mug.
This is not my mug.
Do you want to tell the story of how this mug came to be?
Like came to you right now?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, gosh. Should I be roasting David?
Yeah, I think go for it. That's the goal.
So I'm funny about, wash the cup, wash the mug.
Uh-huh.
And I have like 3 mugs sitting on my desk. And they haven't been washed.
Right.
So I told him, I said, I'll get the mug. I'm getting the mug. Of course, he came in, he got the mug.
Yeah.
But did he wash it?
No, he didn't wash it. He just put the tea right in it.
Yeah.
So here's what I said. The tea's going down the drain. I'll drink out of a dirty mug. No problem.
There
it's pretty good.
Not that they're like horribly dirty.
Yeah.
It just.
What tea was this?
Just tea in it.
Do you remember which tea this one was? Is this the, tastes like kind of like the caramel apple, but I can't tell.
No, it's a constant comment. It's black tea with like orange rind.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yesterday he made a tea, which was really, really good. It was, what was it? The coating, the code, coat, throat, coat?
Oh, throat, yeah. Oh, that throat coat stuff. Man. Yeah, that stuff is good.
I've been drinking that. Like, it's going out of style.
What is the word, Ryan?
Echinacea.
I kept saying lemon and enchilada.
That's not that.
Echinacea?
Echinacea.
Echinacea, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it was really good.
That's the stuff they keep in the studio when we're doing the album. We drink that
stuff.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Good.
That's where he, yes, where you heard about it?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Good. Yep. Our producer,
really, really
the guy who's producing our album, keeps it on hand. I'm telling you, that stuff is like magic. When you're you've been in there singing in the booth for like 2 or 3 hours and your voice starts to give out. I don't know what it is about that stuff, but it's like magic.
It's so nice. My voice, you can hear a little raspy today. I've been drinking Throat Coat like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I love Throat Coat. I think you might say you would love it.
Yes. Too. Yes. And I love Throat Coat.
Love
and I love my new Clearview cup.
I love my new and Harvard mug that I'm going to have to give
your,
up after.
It's not your Harvard mug.
Right.
But we're talking about love today. We're talking about with it being the day after Valentine's Day. You know, a lot of times people assign different meanings to the word love, or they use it in a variety of contexts, but love is an innately Christian concept.
Mm. Yes, it is. And it is one that is the hardest to understand. If you think about it, what is love? I'm not talking about the song.
What is love? I was going to say, baby, don't hurt,
hurt me.
Now, what is this? What is this thing that you all of a sudden shower that person with gifts and things and want to be close to them? What is love?
Right, right. It's not. Is it just that intense feeling that I feel? It's got to be deeper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in our world today, to have a feeling for anybody is sometimes looked upon as being like, oh,
yeah,
you're weird.
Yeah, true.
I mean, our world is so upside down that we need to spin it around 1,000 times to get it right side up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's so messed up. So people don't know what love is about.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to love properly because they have no concept of love. And if they do, it's a distorted concept of love because they were loved
improperly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a hard thing to come to terms with, especially in a world like today, because you want to always be like, the person who doesn't understand love is out there. It's never going to be me.
Right.
Because I want myself to be, I guess, assimilated into this cultural understanding of what we know love to be.
Right.
But even the cultural understanding is distorted.
Yeah, our world is so messed up regarding love. It doesn't. We are in trouble. But also in our English concept, in English language, just the concept of love is also so multifarious that I love hamburger. We just talked about hamburger,
right, yeah,
cheeseburgers,
right.
And I love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the same level.
Yeah, both true.
Both true. I love, but it's not the same thing. Or I love basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my children, but it's very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do I know how to love people versus things and hobbies and whatever else?
Or even more so, like, how do I know when people say that God loves me, how do I know that it's not?
Not just how I love a hamburger.
Right, right, exactly. Like, I love cheeseburgers, but every now and then I can take or leave a cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
Right.
I still love them, but I don't want to today.
Yeah.
You know, when we say that God loves me, is it the same thing? I mean, clearly not, but what is that difference?
Yeah.
But cheeseburgers don't hurt my feelings.
True.
They may hurt my...
my arteries.
My arteries. Yeah. But they're not going to hurt my feelings. They're not going to betray me. Right. I mean, they may in a way...
Yeah. If you eat a bad one.
That an inanimate object can ever betray somebody.
Yeah.
But they don't betray me. They don't. They cannot hurt me.
Right.
In the same way as an animate thing can.
Right.
So how do I truly love God? How do I truly love people?
Mm-hmm.
How do I truly love myself? Because all three of them, they are interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's dive into it a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So a passage in the Bible that helps us greatly regarding love. I know immediately somebody said, 1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
We did that last year.
Yes.
But I want to focus on Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a powerful chapter or passage on love. And it used to be Adrian Rogers' favorite verse in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is Romans chapter 8 and verse 38. But let me read. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are all killed. We are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Mm-hmm.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. Wow,
powerful. Do you want to talk about for a minute the song that we wrote here at Clearview Church? It's called I Trust You.
Hmm.
And it was a song that you and I wrote together, and your wife actually sings it. It's on our Together Forward EP. And it comes from this passage, because at the time when we wrote it, your mom was still living.
Yes.
And she was struggling with the death of your father.
Right.
And we kept coming back. We wanted to write a song that kind of dealt with that. But I remember something that was really important for you, because you were talking to her on the phone at the time, and you were saying, you know, there's still love. Even though he's gone, you know, you still have the love of Christ, and nothing can separate. And it kept coming back to that verse 38. That's the bridge of that song, height nor death, life nor death, height nor depth. And it was such a powerful thing. And I remember writing that song with you. That song became a lot more than what we originally intended because of this verse.
Yes, it did, because you're interacting with a person who is struggling with a love that is no longer present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The feelings are still there. The heart is still there.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is even still there, because we think love is just of the heart. No, that's not true. Love is the heart, mind, everything coming together,
right,
dedicated towards this one person, this being. But that object is gone.
And add on to that you, her son, who she's talking to, your company, you're 3,000 something miles away.
Right.
You're across an entire ocean.
Right.
So you're giving her words of comfort. At the same time, there's still separation.
Right.
But then that comfort that nothing could ever separate her from Christ or any of us from Christ.
Yeah, that helped tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to go through the fire to really understand the meaning of such high concepts as love.
And we're gonna link that song, just a selfless plug. Yeah. We're gonna link that song on iTunes in the description of the show.
Well, and even just hearing that heart behind that song is just, it's so powerful. Because I know that song. I've heard that song. I've heard Nicole sing that song. But I didn't quite know all the heart behind it. That it came out of a conversation with your mom about never being separated from the love of God. That's just makes it resonate on such a deeper level.
Yeah. And that kind of leads us into this point, which is, unless you receive God's love properly, you cannot love yourself properly.
Mm.
And unless you love yourself properly, you cannot love others properly.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We don't tend to think that we can receive God's love improperly.
Mm.
You know, but I guess there are people out there who believe that God loves them conditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that God only loves them when they do the right things, or when their spiritual life is where it needs to be.
Yeah, and I don't know that we would ever say it in those terms, but I've certainly thought in that direction, like, oh, I missed my devotions today. God's mad at me.
Yeah.
I miss the mark here. God's disappointed in me, and he's going to withhold this from me, because we're mapping those human aspects onto God's character.
We start all our human relationships at like equilibrium, and then if I make someone angry, our relationship's a little altered for the worse. And then when we make up, it's a little altered for the better, but it always comes back to equilibrium.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like we treat God like that.
Right. And it's a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So how we see God is how we're going to see ourselves, and how we see ourselves is how we're going to see other people. Or you can substitute see with treat, or you can substitute treat with love.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
Wow. Yeah.
And unfortunately, as I began this, we began this conversation, love is so poorly misunderstood. And love is so horribly distorted in our culture that just to get the heart of this in 20 minutes is impossible. Well, we're going to give it a shot.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And try.
And look, there's always tomorrow.
That's right. So to back up a little bit and just talk about love, you know, unless the Holy Spirit pours God's love in our hearts, we cannot but understand just a superficial understanding of love.
Hmm.
Now, again, it does not mean that lost people cannot understand love, or they cannot love their spouses or their children or their parents or their friends. Yes, they can. But the love we're talking about is divine kind of love.
Hmm.
And that love only comes when you receive Christ as your Savior.
Yeah, because the world's idea of love, even though it's strong and it's potent and it's powerful and impactful, it's ultimately still selfish.
Right.
It's based on what we can do for each other, and hence what you can do for me.
Right. And God's love, as Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And he lists seven physical hazards that may appear to separate us from God's love, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is tribulation. When we talk about tribulation, we're talking about strong pressure. Can strong pressure separate us from God? It's the same word that you use for treading grapes. And, you know, it may look
like
a
stomp on the grapes.
Yeah, it may
stuff.
Look like a fun process, but think about the grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's being crushed so that they burst and juice comes out.
Or think about the grape lady.
Yeah.
You remember that grape lady video?
Oh, yeah.
I'll show it to you after this. Okay. It's not fun.
Oh, really?
No. This lady takes a tumble.
Oh,
she's stomping grapes and gets stomped.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
But that word is also found in John chapter 16:33, where Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Mm-hmm.
So that tribulation is that you will have strong pressure in this world, but don't worry, I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
What that means is God's love for us in Jesus Christ will overcome any pressure that you and I face.
I love that, because it's not just a declaration of victory just for the sake of, look at me, I win. It's that anything that ever comes against you, I have overcome it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And so I have to live my life focused upon Him, keeping my eyes on Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so tribulation, extreme pressure. But then the second word is distress. That word has the meaning of a narrow, cramped space.
Mm.
It means that you are in a situation where you can't go to the right or to the left. You're sort of in a holding pattern, and you're stuck. Seems like there is no answer from God, but God still loves you. You have to receive by faith that He is still loves you as you are in that situation. And that's hard sometimes.
Yeah, because we're designed for motion. We're designed to be pushing forward. Mm-hmm. So when we halter, especially for like years of our life, falter? Either way, when we're held, when we're not moving forward, we tend to stagnate and we forget God.
That's right. The third word that is used regarding these physical hazards is the word persecution. This is not about being blamed for doing something wrong, like I got a ticket. I'm being persecuted. No, we're talking about something you didn't do wrong.
I was going 70 in a school zone, but I shouldn't get a ticket.
That's not persecuted.
Man,
that's prosecuted.
I'm going through some stuff.
There you go, dude. No. That was pretty nice.
So in John 15:20, Jesus said, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you."
Mm-hmm.
If you and I are one with Christ, then we're going through this, but He is with us.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you experienced a little bit of that growing up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Faced persecution. Face problems, but we did not doubt God's love for us.
I think that's important for people to hear, that not only did you go through persecution, but it actually strengthened your faith. Whereas many people here in America, where we grow up with all the luxuries of modern day America, if we face even the slightest bit of pushback or persecution, we would typically run, ignore it, or just give up completely.
That's right.
Yeah.
The fourth physical hazard is famine, hunger. there are Christians throughout history and even right now who may be struggling with famine somewhere in the world. And it's because of their faith in Christ. But the promise is that he does not leave us just because we're in famine.
Right, right.
In fact, he is close to us. In fact, he has suffered famine with us. Mm-hmm. You know, think about him being in the wilderness.
For 40 days.
40 days. Yeah. He is fasting. Of course, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. And the people who are struggling in famine somewhere in the world because of Christianity, it's not a choice.
Yeah. Right?
Having said that, Jesus can not only sympathize with us, but more than that, he can empathize with us.
Yeah, because even if it was a choice, that didn't make it any easier to endure. And it wasn't like he chose to do it for kicks and giggles. It was important that he did that.
And it
wasn't necessary.
It wasn't just him acting like he was hungry. Mm. It wasn't just him pretending to be hungry, like I'm just giving the appearance of being hungry. No, he felt hunger just like we do.
Right.
Yeah, he hungered.
Those pangs of hunger.
That's right. There's another one, which is nakedness, lack of clothes. Not because you can't buy any, it's because you don't have any means to buy any. Mm-hmm. So I've seen Christians like that in villages in India. Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, I remember going places with Dad and with our church to start churches in some of the villages. And some of those Christians, man, it was so sad.
Wow.
They didn't have anything.
That's insane.
You know, we lived in India, but we had a lot. Mm-hmm. Compared to us, these people didn't have anything.
Wow.
Yeah. But they still loved Jesus. When there was time of praise and worship in the evening, very different style of music.
Sure.
But they would just be singing their hearts out. And we would look at them and go, man, look at what they're going through. And look at how they love God and how they worship God. And they come in with a smile on their face.
Wow, that's a faith to be emulated.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Say good evening, good morning. And he's like, hey, hello. And they would sit down and very quietly just be looking at us because we're the people from the big city who are here to spend some time with them, but they didn't look down on us. They didn't judge us. They didn't, none of that. They just like, hey, and then they start singing and you're like, wow, how can these people love God
when
they're going through so much?
That's incredible.
You know? So that's one thing. Peril, it means danger. It means risk. Sword, this could be execution. Mm-hmm. You may die from this. From your faith,
yeah,
but you still love Jesus Christ.
And there's so many people all over the world who still live in these difficult situations. And I feel like in our little American bubble, we're shielded from that. We're shielded from that reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to sit here around this table, at least for me, to sit here around this table with my hot tea and iPad and stuff and talk about how God loves me. But then you think about some of those people that you're talking about, Dr. Shah, and some of the people overseas who are living in these difficult situations, and yet they never doubt God's love for them.
Right.
You know, that strength still exists today. It's not just the stuff of stories. Even in the 80s, that was still there.
Right.
And I mean, that helps me.
Yeah.
That encourages me.
And the verses that follows is Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who
loved us.
Loved us. The word we come back to is love. We are conquerors because he loved us. So we have to get our mind in that zone.
Right.
And if you got anything from that On Track series, is this: without faith, it is impossible not only to please God, but to live the Christian life. So you have to accept all these things by faith. So if you say, what do you mean in tribulation? What do you mean in hunger? What do you mean? You have to, by faith, believe that he loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to remind yourself that. You have to trust in his promises and know that the love is there. Mm-hmm. Whether you feel it or not, whether your circumstances reflect it or not, you have to accept that love is there.
That's right. And if you guys are wondering what Dr. Shah's meaning when he says the On Track series, this is the current sermon series we're going through right now as of February 2024. You're going to be able to find those and our other podcast, Dr. Shah's other podcast is Sermons with Dr. Abhidhan Shah,
yeah,
or by Dr. Abhidhan Shah. But we'll link to those as well. And I want to, in the coming weeks, go through the On Track series here on Clearview Today.
Yeah.
Because I think it's such an incredible time where we can really look at being intentional with spiritual disciplines in 2024. That was sort of the heart behind that series.
Yeah. And another a great resource for you, in addition to the sermons podcast, is Dr. Shah's website, abhidhanshah.com.
That's right.
It has all of his transcripts, all of his messages there. You can go in and read those different messages, see how they apply to your life, and learn more about the Greek behind those texts, and really figure out what it means to live a life that is on track.
You know, we had lightning round questions on the docket for tomorrow, but do you want to keep talking about what we're talking about? Because there's so much more that we can get into here.
Yeah.
I want to continue in that passage because sure. We're trying to understand what love is like. Love is like this, where God doesn't abandon us, and you have to receive that by faith. You cannot just say, well, my circumstance, well, then, okay, the whole conversation breaks down at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You have to receive by faith that this is there, and that doesn't change. Whether life is good or life is bad, no, he still loves me.
That's right.
How do I know? By faith. And to a person who either is lost or really shallow in their Christian life, this will be a difficult concept, and I'm sorry for you. My faith is not moved.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait to dig into that more on tomorrow's episode. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you partner with us financially on that same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show to reach hearts and minds with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I also want to encourage you to visit mightymuscadine.com. They're the sponsors for today's episode. Go check out their line of products and use the promo code TODAY when you check out. That's T-O-D-A-Y. It's going to get you a great little discount, and a portion of those proceeds are going to come right back here to Clearview Today Show. You excited about tomorrow?
I'm excited, man. Let's do it.
Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.